With the midterm elections coming up in just a few short weeks, the buzz of voting is alive on campus. But some of us might be asking, how else can I make my voice heard other than just by voting? The answer? Participatory budgeting. First developed in Brazil, participatory budgeting, or PB for short, is a process by which community members come together to determine how to spend an allocated amount of the public municipal budget. The local governing body then funds the democratically selected projects. In Evanston, City Council has set aside $3 million for participatory budgeting. The money comes from $43 million of federal stimulus funds allocated to Evanston through the American Rescue Plan, or ARPA for short, passed by Congress early last year. PB Evanston is a Northwestern group focused on participatory budgeting in the form of meeting facilitation and community outreach. Technical Director for PB Evanston and Assistant Professor in the School of Education and Social Policy, Matt Easterday, believes that the impact of PB is twofold, providing funds to uplift the community and enhancing civic engagement.
It's directing ARPA, $3 million of ARPA money to areas of the city that really need it, especially like for disproportionately impacted people.
The second critical impact results from the process of deliberation and decision-making itself.
It's giving people a chance to participate in all parts of the political process, from coming up with ideas to developing them into policies to voting to getting out the vote. So it's training civic leaders.
In addition to members of the Evanston community, PB Evanston has a number of Northwestern student volunteers. Many of them are pursuing the Civic Engagement Certificate. Easterday sees student engagement as a critical component.
The goal of the Civic Engagement Certificate in general is to prepare students to take part in the political process. So this is like a perfect opportunity to do that. Like, not only do they get to make a difference in Evanston, but they really get to experience like all parts of the political process, like policy development, organizing, getting out the vote. So it's just really like a perfect learning opportunity for anyone who wants to learn how to make democracy work.
This past Saturday, members of the Participatory Budgeting Steering Committee and selected PB supporters met at the Pilot Idea Collection Assembly. There, they brainstormed ideas for various projects, many of which focused on uplifting marginalized groups of people.
The idea would be to help people who normally don't have the means to become entrepreneurs, in the sense that you wouldn't have to have a business plan, you wouldn't have to do all of this work ahead of time, and you wouldn't have to worry about making money because the grant's forgivable.
In terms of timeline and process, Easterday explains that all ideas begin at idea collection assemblies.
The way we've set it up for Evanston is that anyone can participate in these assemblies and submit ideas. At the assembly, we're going to introduce PB like what we're doing now. You get to brainstorm ideas, and then we're going to ask people who are interested in like pushing those forward to become budget delegates in the winter to develop the ballot.
Budget delegates are anyone 14 or older who lives, works, or studies in Evanston. They work together to develop the suggested budget proposals into around 14 specific projects. Those projects then receive feedback from the community.
Right before voting, we're going to do a project expo. So of the like 14 or so big ideas that get on the ballot, we do kind of like a science fair style presentation to help people understand what they're voting on. But the goals of the expo process are making sure people know what they're voting on, telling people about PB so they know there's a vote coming up, and then maybe getting a little bit of feedback on their proposals depending on if it happens before or during with the voting.
And then Easterday says, the fun happens, the voting.
Anyone who, again, has a meaningful connection to Evanston can vote. We're going to have probably normal traditional polling locations, so you can go to like here or the Civic Center, cast your ballot. And we're looking at probably about 2 weeks of voting in the fall or end of summer.
Once voting is done, the city will take over and fund the projects.
But at that point, the process is basically over and we get to see the impact in our community.
Gus Umbelino, P.B. Evanson co-president and Northwestern University graduate student, is hopeful for even more.
Like, our main purpose is to, I guess our mission is to make participatory budgeting a recurring process in Evanston.
That is contingent, he says, on ensuring the success of this initial pilot program of participatory budgeting. P.B. Evanston and its volunteers are working hard to make that a reality.
Thank you, everyone, for coming here tonight. It's really great to see you here and start this process. Let's give a
round of applause to our... For WNUR News, I'm Anusha Kumar.